Welcome to A Bite from Adam's Apple. My name is Cade.
I am Jack.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Garrett, and this episode is about Girl.
To clarify, we watched Girl like 3 weeks ago or something. Yeah. So normally we record the episodes right after we watch the movie. This week we did not do this.
And I was going to just make sure to clarify for people. If this is your first podcast, first of all, go back and watch the other ones. Second of all, we're not just watching Girls. We're actually watching a movie called Girl.
Yes,
we haven't clarified that. And that might be a little awkward for those of them who don't know that the movie is called Girl.
The actual name of the movie.
The 1998 film Girl is what we saw.
With Adam, Adam Scott.
Is that the full title?
Okay, so
the extended title.
I think we should start off by recounting what we remember, which for me is very little. I remember.
So the plot of the movie is this girl.
Is it Andrea? Is that her name?
I believe it was Andrea.
And Darcy.
Yeah, I know Darcy.
Her best
was
friend Darcy.
Well, that was her, one of her many best friends, including Richard.
And Greg.
Greg and,
who dies.
Rip Greg.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Who was the, really edgy girl who, like, was in the band and
made Greg kill himself?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Wasn't he in the Big
You
Lebowski?
Explain the plot. I'll look up the character's list.
So, anyway, we have this girl, right? And that's why the movie's called Girl. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason. And she's like, hey, I'm going to Brown University when she gets the letter. And then...
I don't think that was significant to the
point. It was interesting.
Well, it kind of was. And then she's basically... She comes up and she sees, like, these bands in her... people who go to different concerts in her school. And she lives
Sybil.
In Seattle.
Sybil. That was the girl's name. The
okay. So she sees Sybil going to these concerts. And actually, Sybil plays at this concert. She goes there and she kind of... She changes when to become part of this culture that's subculture that's inside of Seattle.
Yeah, they go to a small music gathering. There's a few different bands playing, but Andrea becomes quite enthralled with a band called The Color Green.
What color?
Green.
That was a line in the movie.
Yeah, this movie had fantastic dialogue scenes. Yeah,
I think it may have been some of the most well-written dialogue I've ever heard.
Probably.
Yeah, it'll stick with me for the rest of my life.
Definitely.
So, as she's doing this, she starts out as this very pure person, and she becomes less pure by the end of the movie.
She becomes only concerned with whether or not she is a groupie. Yeah. That's like...
That's the revolving conflict. Whenever she sees this band, The Color Green, she becomes really infatuated with the lead singer, whose name I don't remember. Todd Sparrow. And she, at that exact moment, dedicates her life to trying to meet and love Todd Sparrow.
Mm-hmm.
And
she succeeds.
I think I think this movie kind of made Todd Sparrow out to be kind of a...
he was a metaphor for Jesus Christ, I think.
No, false.
Not really.
Not at all,
He was
actually.
More of a... I think he was trying... They were trying to make him like Kurt Cobain, like the Nirvana... lead singer type kind of guy, like that.
Yeah,
that genre.
He did
maybe not that genre, but
the first time she actually managed to like get to Todd Sparrow's house, you know, he stayed with her for a night. If you catch what I am throwing
if
down,
I'll catch what you're going throwing now.
Right,
he didn't hit the ground,
and then he instantly forgets about her. Right, he doesn't, you know. Talk to her anymore. He tries to ignore her, but she is persistent. She is obnoxiously persistent, and she manages to meet him again. And something interesting, if I can call this movie interesting, that the movie did was it flipped the roles at the very end, where he goes in and stays with her, and then in the morning she's like, she doesn't care about him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Which also kind of cancels out all of the plot that we had just spent 2 hours watching.
Made everything pointless.
So, I'd like to talk about one of my favorite characters for a moment. And that would be Andrea's dad.
Oh, yes!
Yes! I totally forgot about
yes.
it.
Yes!
He was the best.
The little hand.
So,
he
tries to bring in these morals, right, to the story. But the way he tells his daughter is interesting. He just, like, kind of... He says it flat out, usually.
He's pretty blunt.
Yeah, he's pretty blunt. And, The best part of the whole movie, in my opinion, yes, was definitely he says goodnight to her, and as he's leaving, he like peeks back in, and he does this. It's a creepy little wave, really. He like lifts up a finger at a time. It's hard to do over a podcast. If we had like a video here, I could do it. But like he lifts up one finger at a time. It's just one little wave with his fingers, and it was the timing on it was brilliant.
Yes. Yeah. If we remember, I think I could go to put a link to this particular wave in the description.
We won't remember.
We'll remember. We watched the entire movie on YouTube, so we can link
it. You can find this entire movie on YouTube.
In like 10 different parts, but... Yeah. Okay, I think we should talk about Adam Scott's role.
Adam Scott plays Scott!
And he somehow managed to get...
That was his name, right?
Opening credits? Like his name in the opening credits.
Okay.
He had a speaking part, to be fair.
He had a very insignificant role. He maybe had 3 minutes of screen time.
Oh, less than that.
Yeah. And he somehow got in the opening credits. which may come to tell you how large production this movie was and how extensive its cast was.
There were a lot more characters than it needed, to be fair.
That's true.
I think he played... Didn't he... He was kind of like a high school partier guy. Yes. That was his character.
Yeah.
That's his only purpose.
Basically, at the very beginning of the movie, this isn't really touched on much, but Darcy is wanting to be, like, this party girl. Darcy, I think we already said, is her best friend. And
she has a twin sister named Farsi.
Except she doesn't. And
essentially, Darcy's family works is she has 25 other brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Who's
no, just sisters, right?
No,
are they all brothers and sisters?
The black guy at the end of the movie.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. Zarcy.
Zarcy. So one brother and 24 sisters.
Yes.
Right, okay. And they all have it's all the same name except the letter at the beginning of the word has changed. So it's ARC, Marcy, Carcy, Darcy, ERC,
and so on and so forth. We don't need to list them all out.
And you forgot about Farsi and
no,
Farsi.
Yeah, you could tell we were not adequately entertained to come up with our own entertainment. But at the very beginning of the movie, they go to this party, and Darcy really wants to fit in. And so she's, like, throwing herself at the guys. And one of those guys is Adam Scott, I believe.
Scott.
Yes. And meanwhile, Andrea's just kind of hanging back. She's not really doing anything. But a guy approaches her, and
is that Kevin?
Or is that somebody else? I think it might have been. Maybe not. I don't know.
It was the mean guy, Kevin. Okay.
What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry. All right. In IMDb, I'm looking at the cast list, and some guy's name is Jonathan, but the beginning of the name Jonathan is spelled J-O-H-N, which I don't think I've ever seen before.
That's what got you all tickled, flustered.
That's hilarious, Andrew.
So, anyway... Andrea goes up to a like bedroom with this guy, and he starts flirting. He gets a bit too pushy. He goes a little bit past his boundaries, and she ends up getting him to leave. And she like passes out or goes to sleep. But whenever she awakes,
no, it was because the beer arrived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, chocolate milk.
No, it wasn't yes. Jonathan.
Perfect. And she passed out, and when she woke up, Adam Scott was there, gawking over her. We'll just put it like that. He was, anyone else want to...
No, you put it well. He had his hand down his pants.
That, yes, he was.
That's the nicest way to say that.
Is it, though?
The old so, hand on the pants.
He was obviously...
It wasn't just a pocket, if you know what I mean.
Moving on.
So he was obviously the moral compass of this movie. He was the south side, of course. But
so
that's a good metaphor.
So I think this is a good time to talk about how this movie fits into drumroll.
The Adam Scott pod timeline
universe.
Podline.
Okay, before we get into this, I do want to share a quick theory that I came up with. Yes. That this movie, while it was released in 1998,
mm-hmm.
was filmed in, like, 1994.
Really?
And I say that because his role in this movie is so insignificant compared to his much more significant role in
Hellraiser.
In Hellraiser Bloodline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which was released in 1996. So I'm thinking this movie is him as a demon before he was killed as a demon in Hellraiser Bloodline.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Everything's
in 1994.
At some point, we're going to have to, fix the elephant in the room that he died in 1996. Particularly, the first example...
At the moment with this my theory of this movie being filmed and set in 1994.
I'm sure some movie will come along in the future that explains how he was resurrected in 1996.
I predict it will be Torque.
Torque.
Isn't that, way later?
That's a lot of movies. Later.
Or we can also hope that he gets, cloned at some point in the movie.
True.
That would also be a redeeming factor.
Or that he has a twin. True.
Well, we haven't seen those movies yet, so yeah. We can only hope.
Yes.
So that's a good fit for the Adam Scott pod theory.
Yes.
Podline theory.
Podline theory.
There it is. Universe.
Universe. Podline theory universe.
There we go. Is this the part where we...
Rate the movie.
Oh, yeah, our favorites.
Well, I was going to say, would you suggest this movie and then put it in your list? So, would you suggest this movie, Cade?
No, actually.
To anyone.
This is... To anyone?
To anyone.
If you like...
To Farsi, I would.
If you like particularly tedious movies that keep you mildly entertained, then sure, this is right up your alley. But I don't think that's most of the population.
All right, Andrew, would you suggest this movie?
This movie is the embodiment of liberty and the American dream.
Wasn't this on your top five favorite movies, right after we watched it?
And then honestly, I thought this movie... You know how you watch, Breaking Bad or House of Cards, and you're rooting for the protagonist because he's the villain?
Haven't seen either of those.
That's fine, but Jack has, and he gets my point. Those shows are very popular, and I think this was the movie that started out that entire trend.
No.
Because Andrea, while she is definitely the protagonist, was kind of a villain and didn't have the moral compass that she should have.
Can I rephrase that, too? Stuff. It might have slightly fit into that same tone. It wasn't the milestone movie that started the idea that villains...
So, yes, I would absolutely recommend this movie for beginning this trend of cinema history.
False.
If I go into film school, I'll make sure to do my thesis of a girl and how it relates to significant film history.
All right, Jack, would you recommend this movie?
No, I would not. Garrett, would you recommend this movie?
So, I might recommend this movie to someone who's seen a lot of other movies and needs a movie to watch one night, or to somebody who might enjoy seeing sights around Seattle. That's a possibility. If you live in Seattle and you want to be like, hey, that's where I live.
Well, now it might not have been filmed.
Okay,
Seattle.
Wait.
No, I know, but they can still say that and not be wrong because it's supposed to be Seattle.
Can I go back on my... I would recommend the... dad scene. That's it. I would recommend. Anyone.
We just need to make a super cut of all the scenes with the dad.
Or just every scene we enjoyed.
Who played
so
the
far,
dad?
Okay. Our favorite scenes were definitely, we didn't even explain the color green one. A homeless guy comes up to Andrea. She mentions Todd Sparrow, I think. And he's like, yeah, he's the lead singer in,
Color Green.
The Color Green. And then another guy pops up and he's like, what color?
Green.
And that made us all just burst
into a
giant fit of laughter. I think that
was funny.
That was the second best one. Were there any other?
There
great
was
scenes?
The part where someone wrote the what was the principal's name? Touches my butt or something.
Oh yeah, that made me chuckle.
Oh yeah, that was kinda, that didn't really fit into the rest of the movie.
Yeah, that was kind of an interesting. That was right after the dad scene.
Yeah, it was
too,
directly
right after the wave
after
scene.
It.
Oh, this movie was also an advocate for. Dalmatian fashion.
That's true.
Yeah, we fit Cruella de Vil origin story into this.
That's right. It was Portia de Rossi's character, who actually serves no purpose in this movie
That was the...
It was Todd's girlfriend. Was
that no, it turned really out to be his sister.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all. What?
She was also in the band. That's something.
She was Todd's
because
sister.
Andrea
that would explain why
jealous.
Her last name is Sparrow.
Yes.
Yep, that would do it.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that plot point.
So did you really enjoy this movie? Did you get the full depth
Well, this
of
changes
it?
My opinion. I don't recommend this movie anymore at all.
Does it still create film history?
Oh, yes.
Anytime that character came on the screen, what was her name in the movie?
Carla.
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 She, her main purpose, I think, in this entire movie was to fix Andrea's hair only slightly. Oh,
yeah. No, it was like to mess it up. No, she like pulled a strand down.
She fixed it to make it more droopy. She
always pushed one strand up. There's like one strand down, I feel like, and she'd always pick it up.
No, it was like she put one. I thought it was she put one. I don't know.
Like
it
was about halfway through the movie, we were able to predict when she would do it because it was every time she would like go out so tenderly and just swipe one hair off to the side, and it was touching. I think that was her purpose, to establish a real bond and connection with the main character.
Except that she kind of didn't.
She had the bond, like the bond between the naked guy from The Wheel in Frankie the Fly and Frankie from Frankie and the Fly. That kind of bond. They're close.
The naked guy and the... Oh, yeah!
Butt guy.
Butt guy! Oh, yeah.
See, that kind of bond.
No one's ever going to know what we're talking about because no one watches these movies except for us.
Can I introduce a new segment to the podcast?
It depends.
In my last one episode, because just like my... I think this is a good one.
Crime. It'll be applicable to all the podcasts. So, my new segment is, what is your favorite character in this film? Not including Adam Scott.
Well, yes. I think we can all decide, and we can all come together and just say that Adam Scott, it will always be our favorite character in our hearts. But other than him, our favorite character, mine was the dad.
I predicted that Garth was the dad. And I predicted that Cades was Richard, and mine was also Richard. That's my prediction. Am I right?
I like Greg, personally.
Greg. Okay. Yeah. Greg screw you!
Wasn't Greg... Greg died.
Yeah, I felt bad for... I personally touched with Greg. Actually, I didn't personally touch.
Hopefully not.
I felt Greg...
You felt Greg? God!
Me and Greg,
I established an emotional connection. There you go, Garrett. I'll feed you lines. You know, this is all scripted anyway.
Right. Clearly. You ruined my chances of being a fortune teller.
So, Garrett, yours is...
Greg.
Okay, yours is the... Dad. All right. Mine is Richard, and yours is also...
We're Team Richard.
Team Richard. Yes.
He knows how to use a chair, folks. That's
folks?
That's the moral of the story.
Did you just pronounce the L in folks?
That's what you're supposed to do.
Folkies.
Folks.
Folks.
No, you...
Folkies.
Folks.
Folks.
Folkies.
Folks.
Okay, what are you even saying there?
Now, what are you at, Jack?
Yeah,
what are you going on about?
What am I at?
Garrett, I don't say folkies.
No one says folkies, okay?
What does Porky the Pig say at the end of all the cartoons?
That's all.
Folks?
Folks.
Folks?
Folks.
Like
folks. F-O-K-E.
Folkies.
I mean, it's spelled F-O-L-K.
What's the thing in the egg? A yolk.
A yolk. It's yolk.
Andrew, do you like to go for walks and talk on the phone?
No, yes. But when it's an O, I've only heard the L. What were we even talking about prior to this?
Doesn't matter.
Think about the word P-O-L-E.
Pull.
Pull.
What?
Pull, okay. Yes. There's no K on the end
of
that.
And if you put a K at the end...
Yeah, then... polk. That's polk.
James K. Okay, James K. Polk.
Yeah, that's a person.
You pronounce that because that's his name.
What are you on about? That's the same thing as Yolk and Folk and Tolk and Sulk.
Sulk. If someone's name was...
Sulk, that's a U. That doesn't help you.
There's... I don't...
Yolk.
You literally pronounce Yolk.
A-Yolk?
No.
Bulk?
Bulk? Okay, U's you pronounce the... Like, no, Hulk.
No, B-O-L-K.
Hulk and Bulk and Sulk and...
That's not... Bulk.
And milk.
What's our question for Adam this week?
What?
How do you pronounce yolk?
No, it was folk. Folk! Dang it!
Folk. How do you pronounce folks or
folk.
Folks?
Folk or folk?
Folk.
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 That's
folk.
His question. We have to ask him. And this week it has nothing to do with folks.
We have to rate our favorite Adam Scott movie.
That's right, folks.
So what do we have so far?
Folkies.
That's better.
Frankie the Fly.
Wait, is this bottom to top?
No, I'm just trying to remember which ones we've watched so far.
I don't know if we can do, like, rate them all in order.
From now on, we need to establish a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
So we have it prior.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's Frankie the Fly, First Contact.
Star Trek First
Wait,
Contact.
What? Are you listening to them in...
No, just in
watch order. Because we don't even remember all the ones we've watched.
Hellraiser 4, Girl, Star Trek, Frankie. So we've only done four. This is our fourth
one. Wait, that's it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like...
Because you...
We've already done three episodes. Yeah. So, yeah, this would be our fourth.
Good work.
Hey.
So, I'll go first on this one. My name is Garrett, and I'll go first.
Wait, you're Garrett?
I was Garrett.
Okay. So, I definitely have to go... I'm going to go least to best, right?
Okay, that's a good...
I'm going to go best to least.
So. Okay, well, you'll confuse everyone. You'll
go middle to,
so,
to least.
I'm going to do one back and forth. No, just kidding. Okay, so I'm going to go with the worst one that we've watched is... Drumroll...
Please, don't drumroll anymore.
Okay. Frankie the Fly is the worst one we've watched.
Get off your high horse.
Can I just finish my
list?
Yeah,
you can finish them. Thanks.
The next worst one we've watched is Girl. Next worst one we've watched is Hellraiser 4.
You thought Girl was worse than Hellraiser?
Yes. I enjoyed Hellraiser. That was a classic.
No, I don't think anyone's on board with you.
Well, okay. Well, it's my opinion, and you can all have your own. And then the next one is, this one's going to be a real surprise to you, Frankie the Fly.
Wait, what? It's your favorite one?
He said Frankie the Fly.
God, what is
it? No, you put Frankie the Fly twice.
I know. First Contact is my favorite one.
Oh. Okay, I'll go next.
Okay.
But I will do it from least to greatest.
Thanks for not confusing me.
To despite myself. Or you.
To despite? Wouldn't you be spiting yourself?
Yeah, I'm spiting myself. I'm despiting Garth.
Yeah, thank you. Just list your
I'm still trying to figure this out. Like,
nope, screw you. All right. Okay. Hellraiser.
Was the worst.
Hellraiser?
Star Trek.
What?
What?
He's trying to screw with
Frankie
us.
Frankie the Fly.
No!
Girl.
What?
I've established why I like Girl.
You have...
Okay, I understand if Girl is your best, but you're incorrect in saying that Frankie the Fly was better than First Contact. That's just wrong.
Okay.
There was some dope cinematography in Frankie the Fly.
Don't care.
Did you even
there was some
movie?
Very undope cinematography in all of the rest of Frankie the Fly.
No, I put Hellraiser in front of Star Trek. Because there were some good scenes in that.
So is Star Trek your least favorite?
I was bored.
Because you'd already seen it?
You know what? All these other movies gave me a good hearty chuckle, okay? Star Trek didn't make me chuckle once.
I can see that because the rest of them were jokes to us, and Star Trek was a decent film.
Well, alright. Frankie the Fly and Hellraiser Bloodline, those were jokes.
Are we doing...
Girl was not a joke. Girl was...
That was very much a joke.
Okay, Jack, what's your list? We've spent like 5 minutes on these lists.
Okay, and we're only halfway least through. To greatest, Hellraiser, Frankie the Fly, Girl, Star Trek.
I'm going to have a similar list of Hellraiser, Frankie the Fly... Star Trek Girl.
You all thought Hellraiser was the worst?
Yeah, it was. I don't know what you're
reading. Wait, did you like Girl better than Star Trek?
Yes.
I didn't see that coming.
I didn't either.
Team Girl is the best, Kate. Yes.
I didn't say it was a good movie. I just happened to like it more than Star Trek.
All right. Well, is that. We covered up all of our segments.
You forgot
right?
about LeVar Burton, I mean, didn't you?
I had to seriously think for a moment whether or not he was in that movie, but now I remember. Yeah, I did forget about LeVar Burton.
Now you want to change your vote?
No.
Okay. That was a good choice.
We covered up all our segments, right?
We covered all our hatches. I think we're good.
That's not a. Is that a phrase?
As if any of your phrases are real.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in.
Yep. And join us next week where we will take another bite from Adam's apple.
That's all, folkies.